Welcome to our Kingdom Culture podcast. For today's message, we are thankful for what God is doing through this podcast to encourage and transform lives around the world. If you have a story to share about how God has encouraged or transformed your life through this podcast, we would love to hear about it by emailing us at mystory@kingdomculture.ca. If you would like to support this ministry financially to help us bring messages like this to you every week, you can do so online at kingdomculture.ca at the Give option. We also would love to connect with you on our social media, on Instagram and Twitter at KC Ottawa, and Facebook at Facebook/Kingdom Culture Ottawa. We pray that you would experience God today and be encouraged through today's message. Enjoy!
I know, love it. I really truly believe that this is a word for this season. Even last week when I had like a giving encouragement to share from during our announcements, and last minute during our pre-experience worship and prayer, I felt God asking me to change what I was going to share. And this week, the same thing happened. This morning wasn't planned to be the way that this morning is going. Originally, our lead pastor, Pastor Sean, would be here speaking and encouraging us this morning. He texted me on Friday. He has been sick since, I think, Thursday. He's recovering, but he has been sitting in bed, and it's hard. It's really, like, hard and inconvenient place. So he texted me, and I wasn't in Ottawa this week. It's March break, so I took my family to Toronto. I was in Toronto. I was planning to stay a little longer, but I got a text, hey, be ready. Be ready to speak. And yesterday afternoon, I got a confirmation that I would be sharing with you guys this morning. And for sure, like, I would love always, like, more room for preparation, but I truly believe, like, when God orchestrates those moments he has and he gives us the grace, you know, like, I told Pastor Sean, don't feel guilty, it's okay, like, God knows, like, we want you to feel better, and I feel like God really gave me a word last night. Is it gonna look different than the normal word that I will share on a Sunday? Most likely. It's not going to be the same, that word with like a nice title and some points, engaging points for you. This morning is going to flow a little bit more like a devotional message, just something that I feel God was speaking to me throughout this week, something that I heard, and I just want to share my heart with you guys, open my hearts, and I ask that you open your hearts to receive what God wants to speak with you, because I believe that when I'm speaking, it's Holy Spirit here moving in this room. And I really believe that this is a morning, God told me, this is a morning of restoration and revival in our hearts. So I'm just praying that you receive and you open your hearts to receive what God wants to do. I'm just literally just trusting him, flowing him. Of course, I prepared something, but I'm trusting and leaning on him for what he wants to do. Amen? Amen? So let's dive in. Just want to pray once again, Holy Spirit, just we give it all control to you. We open our hearts, Father, and we surrender. We surrender this word, Father, and ask that you speak, Father, and you come, restore our hearts, bring revival to our hearts, set us on fire as we prayed on the pre-experience prayer, Father. Just set us on fire this morning, Father. Set us on fire for you, Jesus. Bring us fresh revelation from your presence, from who you are this morning, in your name. Amen. So today I want to share from a psalm, and you say, oh, Eduardo just went for the easy way for looking for this word. No, I want to share on a psalm that I bet 95% or 99% of the room knows about this psalm, which is Psalms 23, right? If I were to ask you, at least you would know the first verse of the psalm. And it's a very familiar word. You probably heard this word before in a church context. You heard different people sharing, or maybe it's that psalm you've been memorizing since you were, like, if you've been a believer long enough in Sunday school, a church, or even, I don't know about you guys, but in my grandparents' house, they kept a Bible, a big Bible in the living room. There was always a psalm open, and with them it was a different psalm, but some people just leave Psalms 23 or Psalms 91 is like a piece of decoration in their living room sitting there. But I know with my grandparents that wasn't the case. Really, I looked like they were on fire for Jesus. My grandma read the Bible 25 plus times, so I know that wasn't just like a piece of decoration. But for some people, it's just like a nice psalm to have it on a, I don't know, even whatever in your house, around your house. Some other people, like I said, know them by hearts, but doesn't really know the impact of the words that we're saying. And I feel like it felt this morning, sometimes we're here at church just repeating the lyrics without understanding the weight that those lyrics carry. And we just got to position our hearts for the truth that it is. But because I know Kingdom Culture is full of people on fire for Jesus, you're all on fire for Jesus, the words that are on the Psalms, they are leaving words to you. They're powerful words that shift the way that you walk with God. Amen? So we're going to read the Psalm and start to break it apart. This is going to be, like I was saying, a devotional type of message this morning. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of the righteousness for his name's sake. Yet, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me, before me, in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cups run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want to focus, and like I was saying, you probably already heard messages. Pastor Sean has a great series. He also has, I think, a message that he spoke December of 2020 on specifically breaking down verse 5 of this chapter. And there's a lot in this psalm here. And I want to focus in verse 1. But when I look at this verse, even in my own personal life, even in my walk with Jesus, I realize that this verse contains two sentences, if I were to analyze the verse. I always focus more on the you shall not want, you shall not lack, you lack nothing part of it. But this week, as I was praying and hearing the word and just meditating on the word, I really felt God speaking to me in the first part. The Lord is my shepherd, like it was on the screen. You can just leave the title slide. We're going to focus on that portion alone, okay? When we understand, there's so much power with this statement. What are you saying when you declare the Lord is my shepherd? You're saying that God is not only your Savior, your door of salvation. Yes, you came through in the kingdom. You had access for the price that Jesus paid, and he's your Savior. But now you're saying, you're acknowledging two characteristics of God. You're acknowledging that he's the Lord of your life, and he's your shepherd. Therefore, you are his sheep. So do you understand the power that carries? What you're saying is that right now in my life, it's not my agenda that matters, but it's his agenda. And I think that this really, it's what like the Lord was showing me this week. We want to have control of our life, of our circumstances. We are living life like striving. You have goals that you set in the beginning of the year. You're running after them. But so many times we miss the mark for missing this very basic principle that my priority is not those things. Those are all good things. God created you. If you have them, God put inside of you the desires, the dreams that you have. I believe that God wants for you. Even I think I heard Bill Johnson says once, he wants to renew your mind so that your dreams may come into fruition. So I really believe that those dreams are put by God in your hearts. But we need to realize that nowadays, it's not my agenda that matters anymore. It's his agenda. And it's aligning under and saying, hey, God, I am not my own shepherd. I am not in control of my life anymore. I surrender that to you. And when it comes to like our finances, is that true in our life? So God begins to challenge areas of my life. Are you in, when it comes to finances in your life, is God truly your shepherd? Are you submitting everything? Are you having any trust issues into giving into God your best? Same with your talents. Are you serving the way that God called you to serve? Are you more concerned? Is church on Sunday just the little leftover that you got, you're giving to God? Or are you giving your best? And it's in that that God has been challenging me. And also is, we just read Psalms 23. How many believe that there are many blessings in there? Yeah? Don't you want to receive all these promises? But there's a one condition. It starts with this first verse. The Lord has to be your shepherd. If you're not a sheep, those words are not for you. I'm so sorry. And like, honestly, this has been challenging me throughout this week. I've been challenged around all these biblical truths that the psalm carries are for those that surrender, are for those that submit themselves into God. So, and God really wants to be the Lord of your story. And not for you to be in control of your own story. Because we like, I wonder with this week, like when we make a decision, wouldn't our decision sometimes be totally different if we knew the outcome of the decision? So I believe that in God, because He knows everything, all our days, I want to read this verse to you. Psalms 139 verse 16 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." So what I'm trying to say is that God is never late. We're able to trust. It's way better to trust your decisions when you already know the outcome than just like giving a chance. Oh man, should I like invest my money into this? Should I spend time doing this thing? Will the outcome be the same? But no, when we realize and we say, no, God, I just want to position myself before you, that you, I trust you, that you're never late in my life. I trust that you never caught off guard. Moments that we've been through, struggles we've been through, like moments like COVID wasn't a surprise to God. Like 7 years ago, 8 years ago, like we losing a building wasn't a surprise for God. Nothing in our life comes as a surprise. So when we surrender, we are saying, I trust your way to be better than my way. And do you know something we do without realizing is that we associate our bad days with the absence of God. We think that in some of these moments, and we question ourselves, maybe you received a prophetic word in the past, it says, did God forget about me? Did God forget about me in this situation, in what I'm going through? And of course, that's not true. But once you look in the Bible, all the heroes of the faith, they all faced bad days. They all faced challenges. They all faced either prison, either moments in the wilderness. They all faced, but what made them different, it was realizing that the Lord was their shepherd and He had a better plan. And that season wasn't going to be a forever season. Their desert wasn't going to be a forever desert. It wasn't the final outcome, which made them stand until the end and trust that, you know, God, because you said so, I'm going to step out. I'm going to walk into the best destiny that you have for my life. And I'm going to stand through hard times. But I believe that this is really when it gets challenging our own faith. When you're looking at your bank account and you're seeing what's coming out of your accounts more than what's coming in. When you start getting into arguments with your spouse about it, when you guys start looking at, and then you have kids and you start looking at the future and you say, how am I going to meet these needs? And you forget that, man, stop worrying so hard. Stop trying too hard. The Lord is saying, I am your shepherd. So there's so much power in that statement alone. It says here in Psalms 127, verse 2, it is vain for you to rise early or to retire late to eat the bread of anxious labors, for He gives blessings to His beloved even in his sleep. So if you decide to take things in your own matter, things are going to be hard. You may have to, it'll be hard for you to enter new disciplines. Okay, this year I'm going to wake up 2 hours before I used to wake up. I'm going to go to bed late. I'm going to be seeking that project so hard. But it's so different when you surrender your life and do those things under surrender. You don't have to try too hard. I'm not saying that God still wants your responsibility, your part of the equation. But I think that many times we're trying too hard. And if you want to achieve the promises of God for your life that you've been hearing over the past years, it's not going to be because you work harder in 2024. It's going to be because you surrendered more in 2024. It's going to be because you trusted God more in 2024. It's going to be because you obeyed God more in 2024. So when you position yourself and say, God, I trust you. And we said this, I think, when I shared my word two weekends ago, is trusting God is saying yes, and it's being okay with knowing why later, you know? Like, so just learning to surrender yourself, learning to give in that moment. I want to read also another passage here for you guys in Ephesians 3:20. You all know this passage, but it's so powerful. Now to him who's able to carry, this is the Amplified Version, out of his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare to ask and infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams according to his power that is at work within us. God has for your life way better plans. And I think that sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we're caught in the moments and we forget. We're not seeing beyond that wall. And I believe that in this last season, I've been seeing that as being a father and just trying to teach some things to my children, especially Ethan now that it's growing older and thinking that he can do things on his own, but not knowing the full consequences of them, you know? Like things like staying in bed is going to cause you like lack of rest, your night's not going to be good, I'm going to wake up early the next morning, I won't be too happy, you won't get as many meaningful dad playtime in the next morning, or certain things that he can eat and not eat, because I know what's better for him. Because I am his dad, I am responsible for him. And sometimes we forget that God is the one that is responsible for us. And all he wanted is for you to surrender. When he created the garden, everything was there, guys. We didn't have to work hard for anything. Provision was already there. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, there's some amazing fruits. But when sin entered the world, this occasion was flipped. Now I have to labor. Now I have to strive. Now I have to work hard in order to have provision. But the original plan wasn't like that. The original plan, God says, I'm going to create everything. You have all the trees there. You can eat from all of them. Don't eat from the knowledge of the good and evil. Don't eat from the tree of having control over a situation. Shared this before. There wasn't no steering wheel in everything that God created in Noah's Ark. There was everything but the steering wheel. God wanted to be in control. And I think that that's our challenge many times. We want to be so in control, and it's okay. But the result of it is, man, it's going to be by your own struggle. It's going to cause you way more stress, way more marks along the way, instead of you just trusting God. And Jesus, when he came and died for us, the whole plan and the whole thing of grace is that he's restoring the original plan. So isn't that crazy that you can leave from that place that trusting that God's got you? You don't have to go run for your provision. No, God, if I surrender my life, my entire life, he's got everything for me. But that's, honestly, let's be honest with each other here, that's not always how we live life. You know, we worry about the next bill. We worry about, like, a situation that is not coming through, our job that is not coming through. But could that be lack of surrender to God, who God really is to understanding, acknowledging Him as the shepherd over our lives. So, because like if you look, like I kept looking last night, I was looking at like different stories that we know. David was, he never studied to be king. He never like was there like in preparation growing up, I'm going to be king. This is the decisions. I'm going to sit with these guys, ask, oh, when you're king, what should I do? No, he was doing his own thing. Even when he came time to be anointed, his father called every one of his brethren but him. But God did not forget about him. And same with like other story. Joseph never studied to be the second guy in charge of a kingdom, the biggest kingdom back then, biggest nation in the world back then in economy-wise, Egypt. He never studied to be the one giving direction of their economy, leading their economy, which would influence the world's economy back then. So what I'm trying to say is that I believe that sometimes we're missing because we're trying too hard, working on one thing that it's never meant to be the door that God opened for us. You never listen, well, God, was this the right like business relationship that you asked me to be? Was this the right company you asked me? Or was this like out of like a desperation move that I wanted to do something with my life? I wanted to move this way. I wanted to make things happen for me. I thought I would buy a house when I was 23 years old. I thought I would have this and that. And nothing is taking place the way that I wanted. How would you respond? And I think that we all have a story like this. I have my own journey. I have like words that I received about prosperity years ago, 11 years ago, that for the longest time I was questioning God, why am I not walking and stepping into those? But could that be the wrong question? Wasn't more like a positioning issue for me? And this is what has been like the word that I'm sharing with you. This is what I've been on my mind throughout this last week, and I want to shift things from now until the end of this year. I want to walk different. I don't know about you, but I want to walk in a different way, positioning myself in a different way in this season. Amen? So just a reminder, God is responsible for you. And I was praying for you like last night, and I was saying maybe there will be people this morning that come here looking for an answer today. But what if, instead of an answer, God wanted to release your destiny this morning? Maybe people are going to come, and I started like feeling God saying to me, like, maybe people are going to come expecting a powerful word that will shift their week. But what if God wants to have an encounter with you through worship, through this word, as Holy Spirit is in this room already, that will change your life forever? It's way bigger than just this week alone. If I asked you what was the message from 4 weeks ago, you'd probably forget. But if you remember the last time God has an encounter with you, hopefully it wasn't 3 years ago, 5 years ago, because he desires to have that encounter with you all the days of your life. Maybe you're here this morning because someone invited you to be. It's your very first time at Kingdom Culture, very first time, or even at a Christian church. What if I would propose to you that you're not here because of that invite. You're here because God already set an appointment for you to be hearing this message this morning, for your life to shift, for something to shift in your life. So he wants to mess a little plan. Your little plans for this morning, what you were expecting. In other words, this is what God is doing this morning. Amen? Amen. And I just want to declare that, man, this morning I felt like I was praying for some of you, and I felt that people were walking in this morning feeling discouraged. And I just want to pray that once we come into these alignments, I think you're going to find, I not only think, but I know that you're going to find a completely new strength in the Lord. Because once we understand that first part of this verse, hey, the Lord is my shepherd, then you're going to step in into all the benefits of your surrender. Then you will lack nothing. Then you understand that God has way more, way better for you. Don't you want that for your children? Sometimes we made bad decisions in our life that are saying, oh, for my children, it's going to be different. I'm going to create them to be better than I was. So God has the best intentions in your life for you. He's not going to let you down. You are loved. So you got to remember that once you walk and you're aligning to that self, you're saying, man, I am understanding that God is the one that loved me. God is the one that loves me, that He created me. He knows my ins and outs. He knows that if I'm not feeling full, He knows what's missing because He created me full. And just, I want to walk different out of this place today. I want to step out of this room on fire for Him. Amen? So we got to believe it's not, man, the worship team can be fighting for you here this morning. We can be fighting for you here. I can fight as much as possible, but it's our own decision this morning to step in and say, hey, the Lord is not Eduardo's shepherd only. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen? So it's walking and embracing that He is the shepherd of your life. Verse 2, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. These are promises that He has for you. How many of you came this morning feeling tired? Be honest. Oh, yeah. I got you. I have a son in my house that got croup on Thursday night in Toronto. We had to take him to the emerge. He's doing better now, but the cough kept waking us up. And honestly, if I were to be honest with you guys, my English doesn't flow as better as when I have a full night of rest. But I told my wife, we're in this together. I'm going to help you throughout the nights, and we're going to push through, believing that God will do what He has to do. But I love this passage because you're not meant to walk in struggle. You're meant to walk in inheritance. God has an inheritance for your life. And God started to speak to me on this word. If you look throughout Scripture, there will be what's considered the river of God, the river, and it's a place also of surrender, of us trusting God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. And when we looked at Moses' story in the Bible too, I was with the Kid Culture team the other week, and Donna was sharing the story in a very animated way, and we got to build a basket for Moses. But we know that his mom put him on the river on that basket, just trusting God in desperation, but in trust, because she knew that that baby couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't feed himself. It was fully an act of, hey, I'm trusting God. And, of course, we know what happened in the story. But this story and this verse suggests you something. Everything you cast in the river of God, still immature and without shape, will come back in the right time for you to release your destiny. Moses was without shape. He couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't walk into his full destiny. He came back as the deliverer of the people of Israel. Sometimes we're holding back things from God, holding back because we so love the plan that we made. We think it's the best plan. We are amazing at making plans. We're holding for ourselves. This is the way I got to go about my life, doing my things. But I want to propose to you that if today you decide to put that aside, put those plans aside and say, hey, God, I want to walk into your best. Those dreams one day will come back to you in a different shape, and it will cause release. They will cause breakthrough. They will cause people, not only you, to experience what you want to have in the moments, but other people to walk into the destiny of that moment. So really understanding that in this river, and the first part of the verse was, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And you're saying, Eduardo, how can I, when everything out there is so hard? And he's proposing, in times of crisis, in times of inflation, in time with uncertainty, if he's your shepherd, he's got you, and he has green pastures for you. And we can rest knowing that, yes, the world may be in crisis, but we are in Christ. and we know when that's what moves us. And that's the best place that you can be and position yourself this morning. Verse 3, and we'll end with this. He restores my soul. He leads me to the in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Here is a new principle that the psalmist is establishing. He's saying, God is the origin of my strength. I'll read this verse. He restores my soul. He leads me in the past. Let me read you another version. Psalms in the New Living Translations. He renews my strength. So therefore, he's the source of my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. I really believe that if you came in tired this morning, God wants to shift that for you in a supernatural way. Maybe your tiredness is not like a physical one, but you're tired of just hearing all these words, all these promises, and never seeing something shift in your own life. Like Jamie was saying, you're striving hard. You're here, like even you could be faithful, but the only thing you're not, like you just, I just wanted to you to position yourself in a place of surrender, saying, God, you know what? I'm not the source of my own strength. I'm tired of doing things my own way. Look at this, Isaiah 40, and the worship team can step back up here. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31, he gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. This is the word of God. It's not just nice little words for you in a book that is dead. It's a word that if you take possession and say, hey, God, I believe this is for me. I want to walk into this. I believe that all the tiredness you're feeling right now, it's going to go away in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we stand? I want to read the psalm, the verse 3, with another passage, and we're going to pray into this morning. Psalms 23:3 in the Passion Translation says, that's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me the right path and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. This is the place that God wants to bring you. I don't know how I prayed, I felt for sure like the people feeling discouraged and some people feeling tired this morning. I felt this word. Of course, it's for everybody, but if you're a sheep, this word is for you. But I really believe that there are things in our life that we've been waiting long to be restored. It can be a physical condition. It can be something you're fighting for. It can be a business is not going the way that you want. And I believe that once we align and surrender ourselves unto God, he has these promises in that place that this is where he restores and revives my life. And my prayer this morning is that we really step in into restoration and we embrace the revival that God wants to bring in our hearts. And it's just about realigning ourselves, realigning our expectations, realigning the way we go about our weeks, realigning the way that we go about our lives this morning. So with all eyes closed, I'm just going to invite, we're going to go back into worship. I'm also going to invite the ministry team up front. If you need prayer for whatever reason it is this morning, you feel like you've been far from God. You feel like you've been doing things on your own and you want to surrender more. Well, there's an area that you're holding back. Come, these people will help you pray for you in your life this morning. I want to encourage with all eyes closed as well this morning. Jesus has an invitation for you today. Maybe you stepped in this morning for the very first time, or even you've been walking with God, but you don't acknowledge him not only as your Savior, but as the pastor of your life, the shepherd, the Lord of your life. This is a moment where you reconnect with His presence. Maybe you never said yes. This is all the promises that He has for you in this word in Psalms 23. These are all the promises He has for you. He wants you to stop walking in lack. He wants you to stop feeling tired, discouraged. In this season, He wants to bring fresh strength to you this morning. So if you want to say yes to Jesus for the very first time, I also invite you to come up front. You can get a prayer from any of our ministry team as well. But let's worship God into that position and just keeping surrender our hearts. Maybe throughout this message, God highlighted to you some areas you've been holding back, some areas you're still withholding from God. It's time to give up. It's time to give it to God. That's what I mean. Give it to God, all these areas, and surrender and saying, God, you know what? You are my shepherd. Here's my control I'm giving to you this morning. So let's worship with that in mind.